Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, AJ? Congratulations on staying in Buffalo. Why did you want to continue your career with the Bills?
Personally, I feel like we just left a lot of meat on the bone. There's a lot of success out there to be had. And it's hard to leave such a great organization, you know. They do a lot of things right up there in Buffalo, and having a great quarterback under center like 17, it's hard to leave. And there's just a lot of great people around there that I've built a lot of good connections with. So I'm really looking forward to being back.
The Bills have a new defensive coordinator now in Bobby Babich. I know he's a familiar face among the defense. So why is Bobby the right guy to be at that defensive coordinator spot?
Yeah, he's, as you guys probably all know, Bobby's our energy guy. You know, he brings the juice every day. He starts the mornings off juiced up, you know, so he really brings the energy every day. And he's a guy we all love, all care about. He has a lot of passion for us as players and this organization, Buffalo Bills. So with that love and passion, with his intensity and with his attention to detail, you know, we'll have a lot of success under him.
And then you guys also have a new defensive line coach in Marcus West. What does he bring to the table?
Coach West, you know, he's going to give us the ability to get out there and rush, be ourselves, let us have our personality when we get out there and play, and just really let us be us. You know, he's going to kind of let the dogs out, let us be free a little bit, and just let us get after.
Last one for me, AJ. You yourself had a career season last year. What's next for this defensive line group as a whole? You bring back some familiar faces like yourself and Daquan Jones. You got Von Miller and Ed Oliver in the fold. What's next for this group?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the sky's the limit and beyond. You know, we've done some great things as a defensive line and as a defense. But I mean, we're trending upwards as a defensive line, all of us players individually and as a unit. And I can just see us continuing that and just keep making those strides.
Awesome. Thanks again. Congrats. Yeah.
Thank you, Maddie.
Hey, AJ, congratulations. Kind of just curious about like what this last week was like for you, or even just the free agency as a whole, just kind of what was this process like from your perspective?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely weird going into it for agency. You know, a lot of things are in the dark. You're just kind of wondering what teams are going to want you and wondering what teams are going to if Buffalo's going to want you back in my situation, you know. So it was definitely keeping me on my toes until this past Monday, until yesterday, you know. So just being anxious and looking forward to it. But it's been exciting and I'm really pleased with how it turned out.
You mentioned some of the reasons why you wanted to be back in Buffalo. What did it mean for them to also want you to come back here?
You know, it means a lot. And like I've said before, Buffalo's the team that drafted me. They took a chance on me when to come into the league, and they believed in me from the very beginning. So it's a team I have a lot of loyalties to and a lot of love for.
Awesome. Thanks. Congrats.
Thank you.
Hey, AJ, congratulations.
Thank you.
Curious for you, like you just talked about not knowing until very recently, like kind of how it was going to go. This is the first time you've dealt with that. What was it? How did you kind of process the last month and a half or so, like to not think about it too much, or how did you kind of approach it?
Yeah. During the season, you know, I kind of just try to put it on the back burner. But now that the offseason had started, you know, I started trying to think forward what's in my future for me and my family and for my career. Personally. And so since a lot of it was in the dark, you know, I definitely had a lot of unknowns, a little anxiety, some angst about me, you know, just looking forward to really about, what my next step would be or where my next home would be. And I'm very happy that it's in Buffalo, and being able to be around people that I know and love and I care about. And it'll mean a lot to play the game here still.
When you hear like a guy like Daquan's also coming back and you guys are like announced right around the same time, did you talk to him at all? Like, how cool is that you're both coming back?
Yeah, no, we were in pretty constant communication throughout this process. A lot for me calling him just on veteran leadership, just kind of get his opinion on some advice and just how to think things over and how to process things mentally. And it's great having a guy like Quan back just because of his on-field and off-field leadership and just his friendship overall as well.
And then one last thing for me, we talked a lot about last year, like the confidence you had and like taking that step forward as you're going into this next season. Is there anything you're like, wow, I really want to build upon this last season, like specific things that you're looking to kind of, now that you know you're going to be with the same defense, back with the same coaches, like most of them, like how are you kind of approaching the next step now?
Yeah, I would say my goals for sure this year is I want to earn a starting spot on the defensive line and continue progressing my game with stats, you know, whether that be more sacks, more snaps, and just overall production. So I'm ready for more, and I'm looking forward to taking on more responsibility.
Awesome. Congrats again, AJ.
Yep. Thank you.
Hey, AJ, how are you, man?
Good. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Congratulations on the deal, first of all. I apologize, but I'm driving here. Take me into last season a little bit, because you know, you had some moments that were so big, big time plays and big games, but it never seemed like it fully clicked for you. Did you get that feeling at the end of the season, or just take me through the whole season, how it went for you?
Yeah, I mean, through every NFL season, there's ebbs and flows, there's highs and lows, and I agree with you. I think throughout the season, all the way up until the Kansas City, I had a really good groove going. I was beaming with confidence. Playing some really good football. And then I was out for a couple weeks due to my rib. And not that I think that knocked me out of a rhythm or anything, but coming back from that, it kind of took a little longer than I had anticipated, just with the injury itself coming back. But I think the big thing for me is just keeping that confidence, keeping that swagger throughout the whole season. Maybe a little bit of a lull at the end there, I think, kind of just with that little hiccup throughout the season by my rhythm. But one thing I think is just keeping that consistency and keeping it through the 17 weeks and beyond.
Mm-hmm. And then if you look at the room that you're coming back to now with Leonard in San Francisco, you kind of alluded to it there a little bit, but do you feel like there's huge opportunity for you in this defense? And that was that part of the conversations for you to take another step with maybe a larger role waiting for you?
Yeah. I think during these past 4 years, I've made my transition, grown a lot as a football player and as a man, and matured. And I think this season, I think personally, I'm ready for some more. And, you know, it's always got to be proven. It's always got to go out there and take it mentality. So that's the mentality I'm taking going forward. And that's how I'm going to be working.
And you also already talked about this a little bit, but, you know, the free agency period, I remember talking to you back in December early on. You know, just the unknown of going into this final stretch, not knowing where you might be playing next season. Was that weighing on you at all, like the last couple of weeks and months here after the season, just the uncertainty of it all?
I mean, definitely the anxiety part, you know, it definitely gets me thinking of just the unknown is gets you moving a little bit. But I think I did a good job of just kind of being open-minded, putting a lot of faith and trust in my agent and him doing what he does. And having that constant communication, you know, so that we're being very honest with each other and open about what expectations and what things are real when it comes to contract negotiations and things like that.
And last one for me, what was yesterday like? Was the market what you hoped for? Was it a situation where the Bills just came in and let you know how much they wanted you back? What was that final process like?
It was an interesting process, you know. It's something obviously I've never experienced before, and something that definitely made me have to think about just make hard decisions and make decisions on a kind of a short notice. But whenever Buffalo came in with the offer and being here for the past 4 years, knowing that they have something so special, it was easy to try to make that decision and just want to come back here.
Was the hard decision maybe more money elsewhere?
I'm sorry?
Was the hard decision like maybe more money elsewhere for a better situation fit in Buffalo?
No, I wouldn't say, no, it wasn't anything significantly different. It was really just, I think so. I'll have a shorter deal, I think, and it'll give me an opportunity to still be younger, still be able to possibly sign another contract, hopefully before the age of 30. If I'm able to, you know, play the way I want to play, and have the success that I think I'm able to have.
Thanks so much, AJ. Congrats again.
Yep. Thank you.
AJ, Mookie Harkins, Buffalo Sports 1080. Congrats, my guy.
Appreciate you, brother. How you doing?
I'm good, man. You know, we've been waiting for this to happen about a year ago, you know, but, you know, you stayed patient with it and, you know, you went through the process, obviously. I mean, you know, how close were you, though? How tempting was it to go elsewhere? You know, was there a team out there that made it, you know, a little bit tempting for you to think about leaving?
You know, honestly, I would say it definitely was a little tempting, and mostly because I just kind of the switch up, you know, in my mentality, you know, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. I know what we have that's so good here in Buffalo, and I know that what we have is so successful. We have a really good recipe for success here, and we have a lot of good people that can back me here and that really believe in me. And so it was kind of a really easy decision to at the end of the day, it was easy to make this decision to want to come back here and be something that I've been a part of and something that I think we can continue to leave a legacy on.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we already had these conversations. We had that back in training camp that I pretty much knew that, you know, that it was Bills or bust for you. You were just waiting here, you know, from them, basically, when it came down to it. It didn't happen earlier, but now you got it now. Just where that confidence now, as far as knowing that you're going to be here for 2 years and understanding what you put your body through the first 4 years, right? So where's that confidence at with your body and overall?
Yeah. You know, I think my confidence is at all time high. You know, I'm feeling good. I'm still young. I'm feeling fresh. I'm back in the gym right now down here in Sunshine, Florida. So, I think my confidence is beaming right now. I'm enjoying the weight room, enjoying the training. And now that all this is kind of back and behind me a little bit, you can kind of rest a little bit and just kind of your nerves can take a little ease off and just kind of focus on the work and get ready to get back.
Now you're dealing with a new defensive line coach and Mark West. Has he reached out to you, or is the plan still the same plan that Washington installed, or a little bit different going forward with him?
Yeah. As far as game plan, I'm not 100% sure if anything really will be changing. I've worked with Coach West the past 2 years, have a lot of love for him, a lot of trust in him, and a lot of faith in what he does, because you know, you get to see him work every day, see his passion for what he does, and it gives you confidence in him as a coach, you know, to give us the information we need to have to succeed, you know. So watching him work these past couple of years has been fun, and then now he's going to be heading the room. Super happy for him, and we're blessed to have him.
Whew. Yeah, man, I thought we was going to lose you to the Windy City there, but glad that you stay at home, my guy. Congrats. I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man.
Yes. Good afternoon, AJ. George Radney, Challenger Community News. How you doing this afternoon?
Good. How are you?
Good. Great. Great. Look, you're doing great there. I look like in Florida, more money and everything in the whole 9 yards. How would you sum up the 4 years of what the Bills seemed like? You did everything the Bills asked you to do. You went up and down in weight. And do you feel this past season you were playing at the ideal weight for your body this past season?
Yeah, you know, I think this past year, I had the most consistency with my body weight, something that took me some time to kind of get under control. And now that I've had some experience under my belt, it was definitely the most consistent season for that and the easiest to handle. So it's definitely still a challenge and things that I'm still working through, but through just constant discipline with certain things and it kind of helps me keep it on.
Yes, because you strike me more as a lineman, but you still, you're doing great as a, in that linebacker position. What was it? How was it working with Leonard Floyd and some of those veteran guys, especially Leonard Floyd last year? Because he brought your name up a lot during the season as a guy that he worked with in technique, on your technique and the whole nine yards, and that he said you got a very promising future.
Yeah, working with someone like Flo was, you know, kind of a blessing in disguise. When we signed him last year, we were excited to have him. And when he came in, he made an immediate impact, you know, when it was on the field, off the field, when it came to just him giving us advice about his rush. And you could tell when Flo started to open up to us as a group, as friends, he started just really getting into details. You can tell his passion he had for rushing the passer, playing the game of football. So he's a lot of fun to be around as a person. He's a great football player, great person, but he definitely helps elevate your game because he's just so great at so many things, and he pushes you to do better.
Absolutely. And last but not last question for you. What are your goals? You mentioned you're in the weight room and everything now and the whole nine yards. How does that go to get yourself ready for the next season, for the upcoming season?
Yeah, no, we hit the weight room pretty hard down here in Florida. My routine is usually I usually get in there pretty heavy during OTAs, try to get some of this weight back on, get up to OTAs, and then manage that weight, try to get back used to being heavier, and then just kind of carry it through the season. So that's what part I'm in right now. It's kind of that bulking phase, get that weight back on.
All right, great. Well, thank you very much for your time, and look forward to seeing you at OTAs and upcoming training camp as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
AJ, one more for me. I know you're close with Greg Rousseau, so why are you looking forward to being with him for at least some more time?
Oh, my man, Greg. You know, me and Greg, we're alike in so many ways. We love a lot of the same things, and having him and Boogie come in during my second year, you know, it was nice to have some guys my age around. Not hating on Jerry and Mario and those guys at all. Love those guys, but having those guys join the group was really nice. And then being with Greg these past 3 years, now going on four, me and him have built a really good friendship, really good bond. And I love being on the field with him. He's an amazing football player, and I'm looking forward to what else we can do and what else we can accomplish.
Great. Thanks, AJ.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.